We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios. Edmore's is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County. This is the Alex Dano Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
Yes!
The 8 o'clock hour of the Alex Dano Show here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Friends, we're streaming all over the internet at WQAM.com or on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app or the Radio.com app, however you listen. We appreciate your patronage here tonight. I use those apps quite a bit, TuneIn and Radio.com. I enjoy it because not a lot of people have radios in the house anymore. You know what I'm saying? I would love to know if you have like a radio just in the house that you use or if you fire up the app when you're at home. My parents still have the antenna radio that they listen to AM radio on. You know, of course, I listen to AM radio in the car or the HD feed. When I'm at home, I fire up the TuneIn app most of the time. I think that's like a baby boomer thing, like a generational thing. If you still, because I don't think I could explain to my parents what an app is, or hey, you can listen to the station on an app. Why would I use an app when I have an AM radio? Perfectly good AM radio right here. You know, Tito, my I don't even know if your parents are old enough to be like of this mindset, but I'm pretty sure my father was the last man on earth to still program the VCR to use it like a DVR. Like I can remember 4 years ago explaining to my father, well, it's all digital now, right? You just pay a couple of extra bucks a month to the cable company. They give you a DVR, digital guide. You set something to record. You don't have to worry about it records all your shows. Why would I do that when I have a perfectly good VCR? I got the tape. I programmed the VCR. I have the clock set properly. I can tape anything I want with the VCR. My father only stopped programming the VCR when CVS stopped selling VHS tapes. Like at that point, he realized, I got to leave this party now. And then he caved in and he pays like the four extra bucks a month for a DVR. But I'm pretty sure my father was the last man on earth. Like maybe like in like North Korea, they still use VCRs because they probably don't have a choice. But I'm pretty sure my father was the last man in the free world to still program the VCR. I think like still 2013, he was still setting the VCR. Nobody can ever figure out how to do that. My father, who's an engineer and a mathematician, was able to figure out how to program. Oh, Doug Plagans tells me he owns a radio. So here's the other one. And Doug Plagans, like he early 30s like me, but he is an old soul. He loves the Golden Girls, and he still owns an AM radio. So I think we found a kindred spirit here. Like he is a baby boomer at heart, so I love to hear that. And we're going to talk with Doug in about 13, 14 minutes here on the radio station. But, like, Tito, are your parents even old enough to have recorded on the VCR back in the day?
Yeah, my dad has an actual VCR still.
And still?
Yeah, my mom's boyfriend will watch Lance Armstrong tapes with his VCR on like our Samsung TV. So they still do use the VCR.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I miss is like the library of tapes. Like at one point when I was a kid, I had like every episode of the Power Rangers like recorded because they used to run marathons back in the day. Like I'm talking original, not this like Shanghai or Shogun crap that they have now with the Power Rangers. Like I'm talking original Red Ranger, Green Ranger, Tommy, Kimberly, Jason. Like I'm talking original Power Rangers, like first like two seasons before they started to switch it up. I think I had every episode of the Power Rangers recorded on VHS tapes. And I think I had like every episode of like WCW Monday Nitro recorded on a VHS tape back in the day. But now it's a thing of the past, my friend. Thing of the past. Oh man, I want to hear some Miami Dolphin sound. I was out at practice today, and I will say this, it's a lot more fun covering a team that's winning and happy. Sometimes people get the wrong impression of the media because sometimes it seems like people in the media are rooting for their team to lose because it's more compelling. You know, you get more compelling material and stories out of it. Quite the opposite. I think I can proudly speak for every beat writer, for every columnist that I see up in Davie or down in Davie, depending on where you live, covering this team, that it's so much more fun covering this team when they're having success, that to be able to cover a jubilant locker room after knocking off, you know, the greatest team of this generation on Monday Night Football at home in front of your fans, it really is something special. And I would say it's very exciting for me knowing that the Dolphins at least have a chance. So you're telling me there's a chance to make the playoffs. And here is how it stacks up at the moment. And credit to Chris Perkins of the South Florida Sun Sentinel for writing out some of these scenarios. So right now you've got Pittsburgh, New England, who you just beat, Jacksonville, and Kansas City. They're the top four seeds in the AFC. And the wild cards at the moment would go to Tennessee at 8-5, Buffalo at 7-6. Then you also have in the mix, and Buffalo, by the way, you can essentially eliminate them because you play them two out of the next 3 weeks. So if you take care of business, problem solved. Then you also have Baltimore at 7-6. Remember, Baltimore owns a head-to-head tiebreaker with the Dolphins because they embarrassed us on, what was that, Thursday Night Football several weeks ago. So if the Dolphins and the Ravens are in a two-way tie, the Dolphins are SOL. You've got to hope for a three-team or four-team tie to be able to get the nod there. And you also have the Los Angeles Chargers at 7-6. You did beat, so you own the head-to-head over them. And Oakland is also 6-7. Miami is 6-7. So the Dolphins would win head-to-head tiebreakers against the Chargers and Titans, but would lose a tiebreaker to Baltimore and Oakland. The Dolphins would earn a tiebreaker over Kansas City and essentially eliminate Buffalo if they win their final three games, because they would sweep the Bills and they would beat the Chiefs. So you've got a shot, but the big if there is, to make this a reality, you've got to win your final three games. So you've got to beat Buffalo in potentially snowy conditions, chilly conditions this weekend. You've got to beat Kansas City, and you've got to beat Buffalo again at home in the regular season finale. But that's how the Dolphins get into the playoffs. I think it's exciting because a few weeks ago, we're talking about the Dolphins like they're completely dead in the water. No hope. Think about next year. Who do we draft? No, instead you're talking playoffs. Here's Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator Matt Burke. I liked this effort. And Ndamukong Suh played every snap against the Patriots and terrorized Tommy Brady. 61 snaps for Suh. Here's Burke on Suh.
You know, it's amazing. Again, you know, I always talk about the way that Suh prepares and gets himself ready to play. And you know, a little bit was kind of game situation in terms of we didn't have a lot of long drives necessarily, you know, so we were kind of getting on off the field at times, which allows us to, you know, keep those guys playing. You know, when we get into those longer extended drives where we're trying to roll guys a little bit and keep them fresh and be a little bit proactive, I mean, our total snap count was like right around 60, I think it was 61. So, you know, definitely a testament to him and his preparation. And obviously, you know, he didn't want to come out, and we didn't really get to a point in the game where we felt, you know, his snap count was affecting his play, because we were kind of being able to get out. You know, Adam was controlling the clock. I mean, our time of possession was pretty good from a team standpoint. So just never really got to a point where we felt like we had to really roll him out of there.
Matt Burke, by the way, who's got a better beard than I have and a better beard than Jay Cutler. Like, Matt Burke, like he's up there with the Rick Rosses of the world, the James Hardens of the world. Who else has got a great beard? But Matt Burke is up there, man. He's got a sensational beard. I can't imagine he shaved it completely in probably years. And here's Burke, a little bit more on Ndamukong Suh, on how Suh affects the game in so many ways.
He definitely played well, affected the game. Obviously, you know, had the sack and some of those things. But even, he's a guy that, you know, Suh affects the game regardless of the stat line. I mean, because they're always accounting for him. So, again, sometimes it's stuff not everyone sees, where, you know, they're double teaming him and putting four hands on him, and that frees somebody else up to make plays. So, you know, he's always got an impact on the game, but he definitely played really well on Monday night and obviously was a big part of our victory.
Now, I don't think the weather in Buffalo, and I'm no meteorologist, but I check like the iPhone app every day. I don't think the weather in Buffalo is going to be catastrophic the way that it was for their Indianapolis Colts game this past weekend, where it was like a snow apocalypse. I don't think it's going to be that bad. It's going to be a little bit warmer, and the skies are supposed to be clear. So I don't think you're going to get just snow falling from the heavens the way that Buffalo did last week. But Matt Burke was asked, just in case, He was asked if bad weather is favorable for a defensive coordinator, since defenses usually are the ones who benefit from that scenario.
You know, obviously, if you can get them behind the sticks, I mean, you saw they were running the ball on every third down. It was third and 10, they're handing the ball off just because throwing was a little questionable, especially at the kind of that second quarter. It got really bad. So that's great. There's advantage of that in terms of it was a low scoring game and all that. But it's difficult defensively. It's more difficult, I think, defensively, just because you're reacting to what an offense is doing, and that just slows you down. And so you're being sure in your feet and stuff is going to slow you down on even another step and whatnot. So, we went through our game plan this week kind of normal, and we've kind of just tick marked some calls and some thoughts, you know, if the field happens to turn out like that. I don't know what the odds are, but we'll be ready for it if something happens.
Well, honestly, I think I speak for every rational Dolphin fan when I say that I am more worried about Shady McCoy than I am about some snow falling from the sky. Ricky Williams was great in the snow, but I think the Dolphins lost that game. Like back like circa like 0-0-2, Ricky ran for 200-plus yards like in just a blizzard in Buffalo, and the Dolphins still lost. I think Travis Henry had a big game that day. But, hey, the Dolphins have thrived in this before, my friends. I don't think the weather's going to be bad that weekend. And here's Matt Burke, lastly, on this is quite an accomplishment for what the Dolphins were able to do to Tommy Brady and company on holding the Patriots to 0-for-11 on third down.
No, honestly, I had no idea. I literally had no idea. I mean, like I said, it's play to play. I'm just trying to get the next call out and figure out what's going on. And, I had no idea it was going on until the last drive. Adam was up on third down, and I was looking up at the scoreboard to see if kind of like calculate what the time was going to be in that last 2-minute drive and how many timeouts they had. And I was looking up trying to be like, okay, there's this much time left. And I'm going through the process, and they flashed up on the scoreboard that they were 0-for-10 at the time. And I was kind of like, man, that doesn't seem right.
It doesn't.
I felt like, honestly, when you go through that, like I felt like I was getting my butt kicked like most of the game. You're just like up against it. It's like nonstop. So, I had no idea that was happening. I mean, I knew we were having some success, and the guys were rushing well up front. So, I was happy for the players that they were able to execute and have some success in a game like that. And that was it. We didn't put anything up. We moved on to Buffalo pretty quick.
That's one of those times when you're, even if you're watching the game, if you're a real geek like I am, you're sometimes following, the ESPN box score while you're watching the game, and you still think it's like a misprint, like 0-for-11 on third down, like that's like my computer's broken, refresh, refresh, refresh. It just doesn't look right when you see the Patriots 0-for-10, 0-for-11 on third down. It's like even being at the University of Miami against Virginia game, the stat line for that Virginia quarterback, Kurt Benkert, who was like 20-for-20, like the perfect. Like you would have thought it was Joe Montana got into a time machine and then put on a Virginia Cavaliers jersey. Even being at the game watching it, I thought the box score was a misprint. Like there's no way this kid is 17-for-17 for 345 yards. Like it does not compute. It's not possible. But sometimes the oddities can become reality. We're going to talk with Doug Plagans live next, who owns an AM radio. By the way, maybe I'm wrong because a lot of people say they own AM radios. I'm 27 and I only listen to you guys on my AM radio. Screw paying for unlimited cell data, which I'm a sucker. I do pay for that. Hey, Dono, I own an AM radio and listen every night. Now, that person didn't say his age, but just the fact that he's texting makes me think he's under 90. So I can probably say that's safe to assume like he's 89 years old or under. So we have that going for us. But we'll talk some Panthers with Doug Plagans. Panthers and Avalanche tonight, 9 o'clock face-off in Colorado, 8:30 pregame time right here on WQIM.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
To take on the Avalanche, voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans, is with us live in Colorado. And Doug, I owe you an apology because I was talking about you like you were an old man for still having an AM radio, to which I got several text messages from people 30 and under who still listen to this station on AM radio. So I apologize for inferring that you're somehow an old soul. It turns out you're not alone on that.
I think I am. I think I would fall into that category, and I don't mind being classified in that realm at all. And I should also, I have a radio. It might not be the old time AM radio you're speaking of. I guess what I was saying is I do readily available have a radio in my place of residence that I do listen to. So from time to time. So you know, the fact that I just have that ability at my fingertips and the app isn't always my first go to, I think does show that I have some of that old soulness that you were referring to.
Well, you know, I'll tell you where that comes in handy, especially living in this area when a storm comes through, when a hurricane or tropical storm comes through, because I was actually staying at my parents' house during Hurricane Irma, and when I was getting no phone service for a while, it's not like I could have listened to the app when I wanted to, but the AM radio that they had at their house did work the entire time.
I have one. I actually do have one for that purpose. It's actually still in the package with batteries and everything in the event that that I were to need it. So, yes, I could see it. Could see it coming in handy at a situation like that.
So, Doug, the Panthers playing the third leg of their five-game road trip here tonight. And talk about the trip so far that began with a really fun overtime victory over Detroit, but then a tough overtime loss, but still got a big point in Chicago a couple of nights ago. What have you seen from the Cats so far on this trip?
Well, I think for the Panthers, first of all, you look at the first two games in this trip, and the Panthers certainly played well enough to win both games. And if they play like that every night, they're going to win much more often than not. And I think if you look at the game on Tuesday in Chicago, the Panthers got a point, and it's tough to go into the United Center and get a point. The Panthers did that. They played well enough to win the hockey game, just didn't have that good fortune back on Tuesday. But at the same time, I think now that you take a day in between before you get ready for this one, and the dust kind of settles a little bit, and you look back and you say, okay, first two games of a five-game road trip, you get 3 out of the 4 points, and there's, you know, there's not much to complain about as far as that's concerned, especially when you look at the way this team's played. And the big thing that stuck out is the intensity level has been high the whole time. These first two games of the trip, the Panthers haven't taken their foot off the gas once, and I think that's the big thing for this team, and it really shows you just you know, how good of a job this the coaching staff's done, the leadership group on this team, keeping everything as far as the intensity, the compete level where it needs to be here, and going into this one tonight, Panthers, that game against Colorado on Saturday still fresh in their minds, so I know they want to bounce back against Colorado here with a good showing tonight at the Pepsi Center.
Yeah, Panthers, as you mentioned, Doug, back this past Saturday, 5 days ago, suffered a loss at home to the Avalanche. How do you see that matchup working out tonight? What do the Panthers need to do to avenge that loss?
Well, I think for the Panthers tonight, it's going to be coming in with the intensity, the momentum from the first two games of this trip, and making sure they jump on Colorado early. They're a team that does not have a win this season when they trail after one period of play. So the Panthers, that stat right there shows you they need to make sure they have that big start here tonight. And the other thing, you got to keep an eye on that top line for Colorado. The Nathan MacKinnon line can put the puck in the net at any given time, so you have to really pay attention to that line when they're out there. They can be really dangerous, but overall for the Panthers, I think it's just keeping with what's worked these first two games of the trip, and James Reimer has been brilliant, so he'll need to have another big game here tonight.
Absolutely, and Vincent Trocheck on a 6-game point streak, he's been hot as well.
Yeah, he's been very good, and you can always rely on him. And the same thing goes for all the Panthers' big guns offensively. Alexander Barkov has points in his last 5 games played. Remember, he missed the game against Colorado back on Saturday with an upper body injury, but bounced back really quickly. Nick Bjugstad has 3 goals in his last 6 games. Jonathan Huberdeau sitting there atop the or tied for the team lead in points with 32 on the season. So those guys, the big guns offensively, have been the big guns from the day the season started, and the Panthers will need those guys to continue consistently producing, but that hasn't been an issue. Those guys have brought it every single night.
He's Doug Plagans, the voice of the Florida Panthers. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
And coming up next, Florida Panthers taking on the Avalanche in the Mile High City. Panthers in Denver, Colorado. You can hear it right here on this radio station with Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans hosting pregame when we come back. Panthers hockey is coming up next here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.